Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advancing your professional career from the experts. Analyst Podcast, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone, whoever is listening. This is Kavita Ram. I'm the recruiting manager here at ACS Solutions. And I have with me here Irina Zakharchenko, who is a senior recruiter at ACS Solutions as well. Irina, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello, Kavita. I am thrilled to be here. As you mentioned, I am senior recruiter. I have 7 years of experience in HR and recruiting field.
And specifically, if I can give a little bit more information about her. She has been with the company for over 7 years, specifically with the analyst team for more than 3 years. And we are here to share our knowledge on some of the top tips that we'd like to give on video interviews. Now become a very important and relevant part of our professional interviewing process. And there are innumerable number of online platforms that have emerged, which have also become very effective in this regard. You know, we all know about Teams, WebEx, Zoom, etc. It's also something that a lot of candidates have now begin to ask us in terms of what are the tips that we would give to prep for a video interview, and what are things that we should be aware of, things that we should avoid. So that's the area that we are looking to cover. Irina, if I can start off, what do you think are some of the major points that we should cover when we are prepping for a video interview?
Yes, I mean, I totally agree that video interviews is part of our life right now. So it is simple examples, but for video interviews, so whatever you take an interview from home or the office, you have to make sure that you find the closed and quietest room to make sure that you have good internet connection and a neutral background, very mm-hmm. simple one. Mm-hmm. It's important to be dressed professionally. You're still being assessed by how you look. It's like in person interview. It's pretty much the same. Always make sure that you have whiteboard, marker, paper, and pen handy. And especially for technical positions in IT field as well, you may use some sharing platforms, but it's better to be aware of them. Know at least the name and do like simple search about them.
Absolutely. I think all valid points. I think these are things that we, you know, every interviewing candidate should be prepped and aware of, especially about, you know, the professional attire, the fact that they should have a whiteboard and marker. I think those are very key points. What do you think are the biggest mistakes people are making during this time?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, the biggest mistake, you still have to make sure that you find the quietest space in your house if you're interviewing from home. Not your wife, your family that you have interview right now, that they wouldn't bother you. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your light comes across from your behind of your computer, mm-hmm. so the background is not distracted. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend it log in 15-20 minutes before the interview to make sure that your audio and video is working properly. Make mm-hmm. sure that you are using the right link. And be confident, smile, make eye contact, and be a very active listener, participate with interviewer. Mm-hmm.
I think the point about logging in about 15-20 minutes earlier to sort of ensure that your audio videos are functioning properly are some, I think, probably one of the key points, at least in the last few video interviews that I have, you know, sort of proctored. I think people end up coming in at exactly the time that you're supposed to, like, you know, start the interview. And then they are trying to figure out at that point if their audio and video are working, which is not just about the unprofessional piece, but I think it also takes away from your interviewing time, which is not very professional. Absolutely agree with you. Do you feel, and you've probably noticed this too, sometimes it's very difficult to make a connection via video interview versus what we have as an interaction when you're doing an in-person interview. How would you or rather, what would you suggest to a candidate? How should he go about it?
I think the candidate should react and behave the same. Make sure that you are smiling and you can come across engaging and interested when you ask questions and you make strong eye contact. It's still very important. Even though you're on video, you have to try to find eye contact. Try not to look down or look away during the interview. You should have some notes prepared, but don't look at them very frequently.
Got it.
Your eye contact is very important, and it will make a big deal how the interviewer will think about you and how he will feel about you.
Correct. And I feel what you're basically suggesting also is the fact that even though you're not seeing the entire picture, but your body language does come across and it is important. So just like in any other in-person interview, you would want to demonstrate your confidence through your voice, your posture, you might want to sort of imitate the same thing when you're doing that for a video interview as well. Whether it be a professional demeanor, having a professional language that you're using when you're having that conversation. And of course, one thing that we have again reiterated multiple times is the fact that please no distractions, like in terms of whether it be loud sounds, any kind of interruptions at home, to avoid all of that would be a great, great point to remember.
Absolutely, Kavita. I totally agree. Most of the rules I apply for in-person interview as well as a video.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be fully prepared for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend do your search as you always do in advance about the company, about the manager, about the position itself. You have to be ready to talk about how you are well suited for the position.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend writing down some bullet points about how you fitted this role and why you would be a great candidate for this role.
Absolutely. I totally agree. The fact that you are prepared would also sort of reflect in your confidence, in your demeanor, which again reflects in your body language, which will be something that will be important during a conversation with the interviewers. Are there any other tips that you have in mind that are probably crucial that you have noticed in the last few, or rather the last interviews that you've proctored so far that are important, you would feel?
Yes, I think even if you feel confident about yourself, it's essential to spend time thinking carefully about your skills, about your accomplishment, and make sure that those accomplishments resonate to interviewer. And you're not talking about how great are you, but it should be about the position and about companies that you are interviewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even a simple question like "Tell me about yourself," there are always, multiple areas that we focus in an interview. But I think one is your technical portions, but then there is the other piece, which is simple questions like "Tell me about yourself." Those are things that can literally throw people off.
Yeah, you're right, Kavita. I mean, when you're anxious, you have tendency to speak quickly. So I would recommend think carefully about questions. Take your time. Don't rush. It's better to take your moment. A moment of silence is much better than wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
And never interrupt interviewer. It's crucial. I noticed that during the interview, so many people just interrupt and they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Make small conversation. It's still between like you two or people in the team. It's still conversation. So you have to ask questions. You have to be active listener to make sure that your conversation partner feels valuable.
Yeah. Understood. Do you also sometimes feel that in the effort to be polite and not to offend the interviewers, sometimes candidates are not assertive enough? What's your general opinion on that?
I feel the same. So perhaps they're trying to be, they're afraid to ask questions, and they're trying to be polite, and they come as a passive candidate, not interested in a job, and sometimes it's not the case at all. But they're not ready to ask questions. They don't want to do it. They're not prepared questions in beforehand. So I totally feel that politeness doesn't equal passivity. So you have to be active, but listen to what interviewer says.
Correct. An example for that would be, a lot of times, at least this is something that I've observed during a phone conversation or during a video conversation, is sometimes they don't understand what the interviewer is asking, a question, and they don't ask a question to understand what they're trying to, what is it that they're trying to know from you. And that can be sort of something that will come under this, that should be assertive, take responsibility, because what you're reflecting, or what you're going to be answering, is based on the question that they're asking. So you could be answering a completely different question, which they've not even asked, if you don't have clarification. So I think that's very, very important, based, you know, the point that you made. What other, are there any other points or key selling points that you would like to, or rather important things that you should keep in mind when you're doing a video WebEx interview, Irina?
Yeah. Yes, I can also mention, as you mentioned, selling points, it's very important. Well, prepare to go to every interview with 3 to 5 key selling points in your mind.
That's a very important point, yeah.
So you can show that you're best candidate for this position. Don't be afraid to sell yourself. Interviewer will never know if you don't tell them about, like, how good you are, how great you are for this role. So you have to talk about this. Just prep yourself for the position, for the role, and you just have to do it beforehand.
Got it. Understood. And, you know, just like any in-person interviews or interviews in general, they can be stressful sometimes. But it's important to take control of your anxiety and not let it control you. When it comes down to an interview, it's really just a conversation, or just trying to make the interviewer understand your point of view or what you think is the solution to the problem that they're asking. So as much as you're hoping to impress them, the interviewer is hoping that, he also is hoping that you are a good fit for the opportunity. So it's like a two-way street. So just finding that natural connection or balance is what they're trying to achieve through an interview. I feel like this has been a great conversation, not just for, I feel we've gone a little above and beyond just the video interview part, but I think this would be a good prepping point for all interviews in general, but specifically with video WebEx, because now this is going to be the norm, at least for the next few years that I see. But Irina, thank you so much. That was super helpful in terms of the information that you've provided. That's all we have with us for now. See you next time, folks. Stay tuned for our next analyst podcast, and hope you have a good day. Thank you.
Go further with Analyst. Thank you for tuning in to the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Analyst Podcast, moving at the speed of you.